The Gemara is going on the Mishnah of Mayim Kedei Loshef Ben Esekilar. The Mishnah had said a number of different shurim for Mashkim, that Yayim was Kedei Mezigas HaKais. The Gemara says it means a Revi Revius, it can be Mezik and make it into a Revius, HaKais Yafa, HaKais Lebracha. Cholav is Kedei Gemiya, and Vash is for Refuah, Timlal Alakasis, and Shemin is Kedei Losechei V'Katan, and Mayim is Kedei Loshef Ben Esekilar. So Abaye makes the following observation. Amar Abaye Mechte, kol milsa de shchicha v'lo shchicha, ozer abonim basa shchicha l'kula. When you have two things, one is shchiach, one is frequently used. It's frequently used for one thing and infrequently for another. So even if the share that it's frequently used for is larger than the share that's infrequent, but we go basa de shchiach even l'kula. However, if they're both shchiach, shchiach v'shchicha, if they're both frequent, so ozer abonim basa de shchicha l'chumra. So then you go l'chumra. So that explains the Mishnah. Why is mayim kedei loshef ben esekilar, which is for refuah, why not for drinking? And by wine and milk, we find it's for drinking. And by honey and oil, we find it's not for drinking. What's the pshat? So the Gemara says, because wine, drinking is shkiach, refuah is not so shkiach. So merely you go basa drinking, which is kedei mezigas hakais l'kula. Cholav, drinking is shchiach, refuah is not so shchiach. So we go basa cholav kedei gemiyah, which is the share for drinking. As opposed to honey, where the share of eating and the share of refuah, they're both shchiach. So then we go l'chumra and we do the share of refuah. So that was the Gemara's kasha, that by mayim, why don't we say that the drinking is shchiach, the refuah is not shchiach, and therefore we should go basa the drinking, even the kula, why do we go l'chumra of loshef ben esekilar? So before we get into the Shakal Vitaria, I want to say over a Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Aleph, where he discusses what's the din if someone specifically takes it out for the cause that the shear is not the cause that's not the determinant of the shear. And he goes through all the different cases. So first off, when you have a case of Shkiach and Lei Shkiach, and you do Shkiach L'Kula, like milk. Milk is shkiach to drink, and it's loy shkiach to use it for refuah, so therefore we do the drinking l'kula. What if you in particular might see it for refuah, for the loy shkiach cause? Would you be chayiv, would then you go l'chumra, because you specifically are taking it out for the loy shkiach thing? Do you go basi your own machshava l'chumra? So that the answer is yes. Whenever it's Negei l'chumra, your own machshava will make a chumra, even if the shir is nikva, al pi a cause which is shkiach, and this cause is lo shkiach, so the shir is not nikva al pi this cause, but you are taking it out for this particular cause, the lo shkiach cause, then you will be chayiv. That it says that you're patur is only when you do it stam, or you do it for the shkiach tikka cause, then you're patur, you don't have the shir. But if you specifically do it for the loy shkiach tikka cause, which in this case is the chumra, then you'll be chay. And that's a Gemara. The Mishnah, at the beginning of the 10th parak, the Tzadik on the days, Hamatznia lezera ledugma lefua veitzia b'shabas chaya b'chol shu. If somebody is matznia, someone puts aside a small amount of something to plant, let's say a small amount of wheat to plant, but the shear is really a gregarious for eating, but you want to plant it. So you have a small amount to plant. Or ledugma, you want to make a sample, you're a peddler, you want to show them your wares. Or lerefua, then yichaye b'cholshu. And the Gemara says, lomi lemisne ha-matznia, lisne ha-maitzi. Ha-maitzi lezer ledugma fu yichaye b'cholshu. Why don't you say he takes it out for that? And Abaye says, telling you a chiddush, even though you matznia lezer ledugma lerefua, and then you forgot. So you think it's mevatel the machshavri. Shaina, kamash malon. Hey, you go basa the machshavri shaina. So you see clearly, if your intention is to be mitzi it for the smaller thing, for the more chumra dikashir, even though it's l'shkiach, l'zer l'dugm l'fuah, karchach it's l'shkiach, because you see the shir is not l'zer l'dugm l'fuah. The shir is whatever the shir is, and this is a kolshu. But you're mitzi it for that, mefurish in the Gemara that you chayiv. But the shaila is, what about the other way? What about if the shir was nikva l'chumra? The shir was nikva l'chumra, And you're being meitzi it for the thing which is the larger shear. But that's lehedi yur das. You're not doing it stam. You're being meitzi lehedi for the das of the larger shear, of the kuladika shear. Would that make it that you're potter if you're not meitzi the entire shear? Or do you say no? You go basa the chumadika shear, even though you are doing it for the kuladika shear, but we go basa the chumadika shear. So the emes is that's also mefurish gemara, which we had already. The Gemara discussed, it said in the Mishnah that Tevin is kamloi pi para. Tevin is as much as a mouthful for a cow. And Atza, which is more coarse than Tevin, is kamloi pi gamel. It's a larger shear for a donkey, for a camel. So the Gemara says, what if you bring Tevin for a camel? And all you're doing is mloi pi para. So the shear is being nikva lechumra. The shear is nikva lechumra because it's roi for a para. But you're not doing it for that. You're doing it for the gomel, which is a kuladika shear. With your head, you're carrying it out for a gomel. You don't have a pet. You don't have a para to feed. You only have the gomel to feed. And you're feeding it tevin. And you don't have the shear of mlai pi gomel. So the Gemara there says, Rav Yosef said that he held in svar, Lamaisa, this is not roya for a gomel. You're doing it for a gomel. So you're potter. Shaper of the adubay. Rav Yosef held that way in svar. And Pnei Yeshua is marich there a little bit. He said, because it's not like a shear. These shearim are made up of what the necessity of people are. And he needs it for a gomel. So his shear should be for a gomel. But the Gemara's maskana is not that way. The Gemara's maskana is, if it's roi for a para, even though you're taking it out for a gomel, kule amole pligi dechayev. And that's what Abaye says. Adarabba, knimikari mistabra. Dechazi le gomel. I mean, dechazi le para. It doesn't matter what you need it for. If this thing has chashivas for everyone else for a par, call a karshila atzniyam atzniyam kamayum, people would be matzniyad for a par, say chayiv. So it seems you go both ways l'chumra. If let's say the shear was nikva l'kula, but you are particularly taking it out for a need, and that particular need has a smaller shear, even though it's you personally that need it that way, the shear is really nikva basashkiach l'kula, but you are doing it for the need which has a chumra dikashir, you go l'chumra. Let's say you personally are taking it out for the need that's the bigger shir, the kula dikashir, but the shir is nikva l'chumra. So that's the Gemara earlier, at the end of the seventh parak, I involve him in Aleph, that the shir is, that vaitis l'chumra and you say yechayiv. But what the Mishnah Melech was clearing, l'achar ha'iyim b'dvarav is that only because it's lo shkiach. Maybe Tevin is lo shkiach for a gomel. So therefore, you have chumra, and you have shkiach, so then you don't go basi your own das. Now Shein Kain, if they're both shkiach, even though the Gemara says you go l'chumra when they're both shkiach, but if you yourself would want it for the shir, that's the kula dika shir, you would take a go l'kula. And he discusses the Rambam, the Mishnah L'Melech, that is, Perek Yudches Halacha Aleph, is discussing the Rambam there in Perek Yudches Halacha Vav, where he said, the Rambam says the following, Hamaitzi Mursan, someone who carries out Mursan, brand, Im L'Achila, if he's doing it to eat, Shurik Egregris. If it's L'Behema, if it's for an animal, Shurik Hamlai Pi Gdi, because a Gdi could eat Mursan. If it's L'Tzviya, if it's using the Mursan to make a diet of it, so K'dei L'Tzviya, beg it Katan. As they state in the Rambam. So the shaila is, if it's roi and shchiach to be animal food or to be for tzviya, so why do you need imlachilas kegregris? Yiman of shech. If they're all shchiach, so then why should achila make it into a gregris? Mechayev if they're both shchiach, you go lechumra, even though you want it lachila. Elamai. Achila is shchiach and behema is lo shchiach, and he's telling you a chiddush that even though achila is shchiach and behema or tzviya is lo shchiach, but you'll go basa behema or tzviya lechumra if that's your kavana, like we said, like the Mishnah of Hametznia lezer l'rfu l'dugma, that whenever, even if it's lo shchiach and the shear is nikva for more for a kula, but if you want it for the lo shchiach dika things, then you go lechumra. So why did he say Im lachilis kegregoris? He should have said stam. Hamaitzi mursin is always kegregoris, even stam. But if you have a mind for a behema, then he'll get a smaller shear, he'll get k'moy pligdi, if you have mind tzviya, k'dei l'tzvaya beged katan. That's the shtel that he has. So he says three possible pshatim in the Rambam. One pshat is enechinami. When you might see it stam, you'd have to say it's the biggest shear, because that's a shriach. Mersin is primarily for eating, for people to eat. Behema is a loish shriach, they commit shear. And it's only if you're doing it specifically for behema that will have the smaller shear. If you're doing it stam, we'll have the largest shear, because that's a shriach. And the Rambam is lav dafka im la'achila. Who within stam? He's just telling you that the normal case of Mersin is gregarious. He says la'achila. Who would then stam and a stam it's la'achila? But he has another possibility that really, if you do it stam, will be the smaller share, will be the share of behema, k'moli pigni, or the share of tzviya, the tzviya beget kata. But if you specify la'achila, you can make it lakula. Aye, we just said that when you mitzi teven for a gomel, the share is not moipi gomel, the share is moipi para. He says that's because there gomel is loy shkiach. It's loy shkiach to give tevin to a gomel. Why would you waste tevin on a gomel? You normally would give it atza. But when they're both shkiach, even though min astam you'll go baser the chumr dikashir shkiach, but if you want the kula dikashir shkiach, that's your need. So then you'll take a go baser the kula dikashir. See, he's mesupik. He clears a third shot in the Rambam. And the Rambam means it's only royal achila. If the mersin is be'ikar royal achila, it's not royal for behema, then the share is kegregorous. If it's also royal for behema, which is a smaller share, then the share is kedem k'moli pigni. And if it's even royal for tzvi, which is even a smaller share, then the share is the tzvaya beged katan. That's similar to a Taisan Kav Gimel learns. The Gemara there, it says that Hamazarin, Taylor Sholshim, Hamazarin, Jordan, you're weeding the ground. In la achilas kegregris, if it's for achilas kegregris, in the behema kumay pigdi, in la hesik de levash lebeitza kala. If you're doing it for achilas kegregris, if you're doing it for an animal food, it's kumay pigdi, and if it's for firewood, it's kabish lebeitza kala, which is the share of firewood. So Taisus there says that it means if it's roi for a behema, then it gets a smaller share of kumay pigdi. And if it's roi for firewood, then it gets the even smaller share of Beis Akala, because Tais is naming on that as long as it's Roy for the smaller share, even though you have Das for the bigger share, will be the bigger share. So maybe that's what the Rambam means. And Lachila means it's only Roy for eating, and then the Mersin will be Gregorous. If it's also Roy for Behema, then it'll get the smaller share of Maipigdi. And if it's also Roy for Tzvi, it gets even the smaller share of Tzvi Beged Kata. But to sum up, If the share was nick for the biggest share, the kula dika share, and a person specifically taking it out for a tzayuch which has a smaller share, avada he be chayiv. If the share is nick for the kula the chumra dika share, but a person's taking out lahedya for a tzayuch where that tzayuch would have the biggest share, so there, if the it's loy shkiach, so that's the gemara. I might see teven kumloy pi para legomel. And that's for sure. You say that he's chayiv. You don't say that his kavana of the gomel makes it the share of the gomel. But the Mishnah Melech declares maybe that's only because it's lo shkiach. But maybe if they're both shkiach, even though you go bas shkiach lechumra, but if he has lehedya de kavana for the kula dikat tzayrich, then it will get the kula dikat shir. But Taisus, I think, is mefurish not the way. Mavad the Taisus on Kav Gimel that he mentioned. I think the Taisus early in the beginning of this parak, and I involve him in days, where Taisus is discussing which share is bigger, the share of Kedei Gemiya for Cholov, or the share of Gregorius. Because the Mishnah says Cholov is Kedei Gemiya, and there's a brisa later, a Cholov HaMechavetz HaMegaben is Kegregorius. So Taisus has one side, that Gregorius is smaller than Kedei Gemiya, but Stam Cholov is Kedei Gemiya, and there Lehedi wanted it for cheese, so it gets a smaller share of Kegregorius. That stims. But Taiz has another pshat that the Kedei Gemiya is smaller. But he says if you're going to say that pshat, you're going to have to say that Stam Cholov is for Gvina. And this Mishnah is talking about where Lehedya might see it for drinking, not for Gvina. But you have to say Stam Cholov is for Gvina. Because if you're going to say it's equal, so then you having Kavana for Gvina wouldn't make it a Kula Dika share, wouldn't make it a bigger share. Like it says, so he says you have to say stam chalav is for gvina, otherwise you wouldn't have the biggest share. It sounds like if it was equal, you wouldn't be able to make it the biggest share. I don't understand it so well in Svara why it should make such a chilek. If you want to tell me, like Rav Yosef said over there in the Vayim Vavim and Aleph, that any time your particular tzairich, for your tzairich it needs the share becomes the biggest share, I understand that. I could also understand that since for everyone else, they would have a different tzairich, so for them it's chash of the smaller share, so then you're also chayiv in the smaller share. But why should it be toloi if the biggest share is shchiach or not? The chayiv is no din a batla daite, v'harayah. L'chumra, we say you do go basa your tzairich. And the Teretz is pashit. Why should it be bat l'dayte? You need it for this tzairich. It's not bat l'dayte. You're not doing anything unusual. It's not usually what this chavis is for, but you personally have this tzairich and you want to use the chavis for this tzairich. So if you're going to say stam, the fact that you need it for the more kuladik tzairich doesn't change the share, since other people could use it at the smaller share for the other tzairich. So then the share becomes the chumra even for you, so that I understand. But why would it make a difference if it's shkiach or loy shkiach? When the kula dika share is loy shkiach, still, that's what I'm bringing it out for. And you'd say, that no, we go basa what other people need. So who would then, when the kula dika share is shkiach, you should also go basa what other people need? I don't understand in Svara what the Mishnah Melech Safik is. Why should he declare that even though you would go basa everyone else if the kula dika share is loy shkiach, but maybe if it's shkiach, you would go basa the Meitzi himself. Al kapanim, that's the Mishnah Lamelech Safik. And now let's see the Gemara Shakla Vitaria, and I want to mention an interesting machlokes rishenim in the understanding of the Shakla Vitaria. Abaye asked the following question. We've seen from the Mishnah that when we have two things that are shkiach, then you go basa the chumra one. But if you have shkiach and loy shkiach, then you go basa shkiach even the kula. That was the question. Because you see in the Mishnah that by chalav, where refuah is loy shkiach and shti is shkiach, you go basa shti le kula. By yayin, where refuah is loy shkiach and shti is shkiach, you go basa the one that shkiach, the shti, also le kula. Dvash, where they're both shkiach, the refuah and the echila both shkiach, then you go lechumra. So how would you understand mayim? Why by mayim is it k'day loshef as a killer to mix with the eye medicine, to put in the eye a very small shear? Why wouldn't you do the shear of shtia, perhaps a revius, because that's shkiach and the refuah is loy shkiach. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's two turetzim. Abaye says, beglila shanu. We're talking about in glila. And Rava says, no, even if we're not glila, But Kedushmuel kol shekaini masi metali lebar mimaya de masi v'loy metali. That's Rava's teretz. Shaz, what does it mean? So Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says that the reason why milk is loy shchiach is because some people do it with water, and they don't do it with milk. Or by yayin also, the reason why refuah is not shchiach by wine is because some people do it with milk, with chalav isha or water, and they don't use wine for it. And the reason why dvash is shchiach is because there's nothing else that's roy for kasis. And the question by mayim is that mayim, the refuah is not shchiach because other mashkim are also roy lekach. So some people use other mashkim, and shtiyase is shchiach. Why? Because water is the only thing that people drink. How about wine? Wine people don't drink because they're thirsty. Wine people drink for the Suda. And I guess milk also is not a thirst quencher. It's a nutrition thing. But drinking, what is the only thing that people drink when they're thirsty? And then the Gemara says, Beglila Shanu. Rashi says, because they're aniyim, and they're not going to use wine, they're not going to use milk, because they're aniyim, they're only going to use water, and therefore a refuah shkiach. So Rishayim and Achrayim point out that Rashi has a different taich of shkiach and loy shkiach than what we would think. We would think shkiach and shkiach, or shkiach and loy shkiach, means how frequently is it used for this particular cause, and how frequently is it used for the other cause. But if that was the case, Rashi is missing the point. Why would Rashi have to say that the reason why wine is not shchiach for refuah is because you could use other things? Why don't you say, because every single day when you eat the meal, you have some wine? And how often do you do the wine, the eyes? Or even if it's not every day, if it's once a week, but you have wine during the meals often, and how often do you need a refuah for your eyes? And then again, by honey, they're both shchiach. I mean, how often does people have a makkah that they need to have to put on the kassis when, and honey, you know, you could use it to sweeten your food every day. And the Gemara's teretz of water, that it's, we're talking about in Galil. Well, Galil, they're very poor, so Taisus asked this question after them Zion. So they probably don't drink anything other than water also, just like they don't use it for refuah. So certainly people drink more than they use refuah for eyes. And Rava says, even b'shayim b'kaimais, because they use the water more frequently than everything else. But still, they probably drink water more than they use it for refuah. So already, the chedush, the old chedush Ritva, which is really the chedush Haran, he says it first, the Megineh Shleimah says it, others say it, that Rashi holds like this, that when we're trying to define shchiach in the context of shiurim, that you go bas a shchiach against loy shchiach lekula, but not against shchiach. Shchiach means, is this the primary thing that's used for this particular cause? Even if the cause doesn't happen so often. But if when the cause happens, when you need something, this is the go-to item, that makes it shchiach. When there are other items, and this is only one of many candidates, as opposed to the other cause that we're discussing, that this is the item, this is the go-to item, that means that the first one is loishkiach and the second one is shkiach. Not a question whether people need refuah more than drinking, even if they need drinking more than refuah. But if for refuah, this is the item, and for drinking, it's not necessarily, so that would make refuah shkiach and drinking not shkiach. If the opposite, if drinking, this is the go-to item, and refuah not necessarily, that will make refuah not shkiach. But the frequency of how often you need refuah and how often you need drinking, that doesn't play a role at all. See, earlier in the Masechta Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara was bothered why the Braisa said that you can't move the ner, a ner that was Huluk Braisa Shabbos, if it has Shivrei Psila inside. If it has Shivrei Psila, it has the broken wicks, the unusable wicks, they're muksa, and you wouldn't be allowed to use the ner if it has a shivei psila inside. So the question is, why is it a buses to the shivei psila? The shivei psila, it should have shivei psila, but it also has leftover oil, and the oil is not muksa, and the shivei psila is muksa, so why is it a buses to the shivei psila? So Gemara says, Abaye said, Beglila shanu. We're talking about in Gaul. And Rashi says, in Gaul, they were very poor, so therefore, the shivei psila was chashif to them. They needed the shivei psila. So therefore, it's a basis to the Shivei Psila. And Taisa says the opposite. In Gaul, they were very rich. So they didn't need the leftover oil. They had plenty of oil. They didn't need the leftover oil. They were very rich. So Rashi and Taisa have a machlekes. In Gaul, they were very poor. So that's why the Shivei Psila was chashiv. Or they were very rich, and that's why the oil was not chashiv. So Taisa brings a number of things about Glila, which the Gemara brings, including Agamar, also the Glila Shanu. So Taisa says that this Gemara also means they were very rich, so they didn't drink water. They were so rich that when they drank wine. So that's why the drinking wasn't shchiach. And Taisa brings Rashi, that goes to Shitasa, that they were very poor in Gaul. They're very poor, so they didn't use the wine for or the milk for refuah. But he says that doesn't stim, because if they didn't use milk and wine for refuah, so melefakert, they probably didn't drink milk and wine either. So the water would be very shchiach for drinking more than refuah. So the Achrayim say, the Rashi would answer, it doesn't make a difference which one's more frequent. Taisus is learning kapshutai. Whichever one is more frequent, that's a shchiach, and the other one's a loy shchiach. So that's why Taisus has to say that Beglila Shonu means, we're talking about in Gaul, they were very, very rich. Rich people don't drink water. So in Gaul, the use of water and the use of medicine for drinking and the use of water for medicine was the same. But Taisus is learning Kipshutai, that it's Tali and Shkiach and Leishkiach, that's where he learns the way. Mashenk and Rashi learns that it doesn't matter which one's more frequent, as long as this is the go-to thing, so it's called Shkiach. So in Gaul, They only used water for the kilar, even though they used water for drinking, and that was more frequent, but they're both called shkiach, like we explained. Now, Rava's teretz, what does he have to understand? Bishlam according to Rashi, Rava is saying that all other things to use for the eye makes a shade over the eye. That's how he teaches, kol shekani is masi metali, all other things are heal and make a shade, but I mean, my, the massive lay metali, except for water, which heals and doesn't make a shade over the eye. So again, Rashi's saying that the pshat is all over. Water is the real go-to thing when you want to be used for the killer. Everything else is metali, it causes problems. So, Mel, that's why according to Rashi, we call shkiach, even though people will drink water much more frequent than refuah, but since that is the primary thing that's used for refuah, that's what's called shkiach, according to Rashi. But according to Taisus, that's totally on which one's more frequent. So what's pshat in the Gemara? Even though everything else is masi and metali, and maya is masi and loy metali, so the beikah use water. But certainly they drink water more than refuah. So how do we understand Rava's teretz according to Taisus? So the Shaina bring down, and we have it on the side of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat and girsa in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel says, it's nothing to do with the eyes. Kol shekani means every drink, and his girs is malu v'sadi. It's malu v'sadi. It's good, and it nourishes you. And mayim is like masi v'sadi. That's what Ushainim quoted. Mayim is a healing thing. In other words, everything else, every other drink provides nutritional value. It fills you up. Mashenkeim water only provides thirst quenching. It doesn't do anything else. So thirst quenching is primarily refuah. It's not eating, it's refuah. So here's a very big kiddush. Since drinking water is considered to be refuah, so water is a refuah substance. When once you say it's a refuah substance, so now the question isn't what's the most shkiachtik refuah. The question is what's the minimal refuah. The minimal refuah is kilar. Abayin's word of shkiach and loy shkiach is, and the question is, what is this substance? What is honey? Is it a food? Is it a medicine? Question is, since it's shkiach, food, shkiach, medicine, so it's a medicine, l'chumra. What's milk? Is it a food or a medicine? It's more shkiach food, so it's a food. What's wine? It's a food. What's water? So you'll say, drinking water is more shkiach, so it's a beverage, it's not a medicine. No, Zakt Rava. When you drink water, you're doing medicine. That's not nourishing like any other beverage. That's just thirst quenching. That's a medicinal function. And once it's a medicine, so now we take the least share of medicine, which is Lashav Benes Akilar. That's the Rach's Pshat. So according to that, you can learn the Gemara without saying that Shkiach means if this is the go-to thing, so Mamela it's a medicine. You don't have to say that. The question is, what do you use water more frequently? Is it food or is it medicine? So Zakt Rava, even when you're taking it to quench your thirst, it's also called a medicine. Once it's a medicine, so the shear is the smallest medicine, which is Lashav Benes Akilar.